A Journalist's Guide on How to Report a Protest by Aisha Rimi. From the ITN News team's coverage of the Capitol Hill riots to the ongoing Belarusian political demonstrations, journalists have captured some of the most poignant protests over the past year. However, reporting from the heart of such high-tension situations comes with plenty of risks. During last summer's Black Lives Matter protests in the USA, journalists were attacked by both police and activists, which led to 279 claims of assault to the US Press Freedom Tracker in the space of 1 week, in comparison to the 100 to 150 it received in a year for the past 3 years. Violence, arrests, and harassment against journalists covering protests has increased over the past 5 years, and journalists have to take the necessary precautions to cover these events responsibly, safely, and effectively. Exity Plus asked four journalists who covered some of the major protests of 2020 for their advice on what every journalist needs in their protest toolkit. Malika Bilal, host of Al Jazeera's The Take podcast. Malika Bilal was formerly the co-host and digital producer of The Stream, a news program on Al Jazeera English. Bilal covered the Washington DC Black Lives Matter protest on 6 June 2020 and the Egyptian Revolution in 2011. Her advice is: when reporting from a protest, you've got to be hyper-focused and aware. Always check your surroundings, as you don't want to be in the middle of something when it goes off, whether that's the middle of protesters or the police. You want to be on the outskirts because that's the best way to tell the story. It's also easier to run to the other side or home if need be. Even if you're in the middle of an interview, you want to be aware of your surroundings. Apologize to your interviewee about looking around, but let them know you're trying to make sure that their safety is taken care of. Hannah Ajala, a freelance journalist. Hannah Ajala is a freelance journalist currently based in Lagos, Nigeria. She previously worked at the BBC as a broadcast journalist. Ajala reported from London's End SARS protests in October 2020. Her advice is: for first-time protest reporters, make sure you've assessed all the risks. Look at an example of a risk assessment online, because this is what you have to do on the job. You're not just representing yourself, but also the organization you're working for. So if something happens to you, it's also on the organization. Obviously, during the pandemic, you've got to be extra careful. So ensure that you're keeping a safe distance while carrying out your job. It's likely that you'll be mostly recording instead of taking notes, as it's such a fast-paced environment. So have a good list of questions ready. You don't need too many, 10 should be enough, as you can ask different people the same questions, since you won't always get the exact same answers. Lape Olarinoye is a freelance reporter for Sky News and Arise News. She previously worked for Arise News in Lagos, Nigeria as a news anchor and correspondent. Olarinoye covered the End SARS protests in London for Sky News in October 2020. Her advice is: if you can afford it, definitely get hostile environment training. It takes about 2 to 3 days and trains you on how to behave in those kinds of circumstances. Wear something comfortable and take into account the weather. A lot of the time, people could be running or stampeding over each other, or they can get violent, so wear something that blends in with the crowd. You don't want to get singled out as a media organization or make yourself a target. Make people feel comfortable talking to you so that they can express their emotions and concerns on camera. Not only does that make really good television, but it also means that they feel comfortable sharing their frustration with you. Also, protect yourself. Don't get too involved in the ruckus if there is one. Make sure you're getting good sound bites and speaking to the right people, but always be ready to move if you have to. Protests are really dynamic, because one can be really peaceful, the next could be quite violent. So I think going there and expecting the unexpected is the best way to guard yourself so you don't end up shocked. Daniel Henry, BBC journalist and documentary maker. Daniel Henry is a BBC journalist who presented the BBC Three film Fighting the Power, Britain After George Floyd, a documentary that explored the UK's response to the murder of Floyd and the country's own relationship with race. He completed an MA in TV and Current Affairs Journalism at City in 2010. His advice is: firstly, book security from your employer and make sure they provide you with an exit plan. They're not there to stop you from having a good time, they're there to help you tell the story and save your life. You need to know where you're going and what kind of protest you're going to. Anticipate the situation you're entering and dress accordingly. Report what you see as patiently and passionately as you can, and don't hold back. Remember, you're the witness.